Will Seattle get its NBA basketball team back because of one of the most strange incidents in the history of professional sports? Yesterday, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver ordered the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers banned for life from the league because Sterling was secretly taped lecturing his mistress about how wrong it is to publicly hang out with black people.
Don't come to my games. Don't bring black people and don't come.
Do you know that you have a whole team that's black that plays for you?
Do I know? I support them and give them food and clothes and cars and houses.
We're joined by Seattle Times sports columnist Jerry Brewer, who's written about this. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to ask you about making a bigot sell his team. I want to ask you about Seattle basketball. First, I'd like to know, what was your reaction when you heard that audio tape?
Anyone who's covered the NBA knows that Donald Sterling is, at best, an unsavory character, and at worst, a bigot. And it wasn't a huge surprise to anyone. The biggest surprise is that the NBA long ago hasn't punished him along the lines for some of his high-profile cases that involved racist and even sexist incidents and comments. David Stern, for 3 decades, basically pushed it under the rug. And you could complain about why the media didn't make a bigger fuss about it, and that's a fair point as well. So a lot of people were complicit in letting this guy exist. This, interestingly, was one of the smaller things that he did in the big picture of things. These were just comments as opposed to blatantly racist actions. So it all caught up with the NBA over the weekend, and it's an embarrassing incident, but you can't just blame Donald Sterling. You have to blame the whole establishment for letting it get to this point.
What do you think of forcing Sterling to sell his team because of his private opinions, or what he thought was his private opinions?
Well, in my view, it was something that Adam Silver, the new NBA commissioner who's been on the job, this is his 89th day, he had to do. He had to come out strongly. You're talking about an NBA that is 78% black. If he came across soft on Donald Sterling, I think that the NBA playoffs would have been interrupted. The Clippers and Warriors wouldn't have played last night, and other teams would have joined in there. This was a case where you had to come out strong and do something. Now, the question is, legally, and they think they found something in their bylaws that says that they can do this, and says that with the 3/4 of the owners' votes at the next Board of Governors meeting, that they can vote Donald Sterling out and force him to sell the team. I'm sure Donald Sterling, who the beginning of his career was as a litigator, he's been in a lot of cases that involve lawsuits. I'm sure he's going to push back, and the question's going to become, can the NBA actually do this? And I'm not sure whether Adam Silver is overreaching or not. That's going to be up to a judge to determine.
And what are the odds of, if he's forced to sell the Los Angeles Clippers, what are the odds that's the team that comes to Seattle?
I think it's very small. The Los Angeles market is, like the New York market, can clearly hold multiple NBA teams and support them. I don't see the NBA punishing the city of Los Angeles or the region of Southern California for the sins of Donald Sterling.
Last question, Jerry Brewer of Seattle Times. How much do you think this is one man's private outlook, and how much did we get a glimpse into how race really works in the world of sports and business? Because on that tape, Sterling is making it sound as if racism is bigger than him. It's just how the world operates.
Yeah, it's a sad statement about things. And I mean, quite honestly, Bill, if all of our pillow talk were revealed, you know, I'm sure that in private we all say some things that if it got out in public, it would be quite embarrassing. You know, I hope it's not to that degree with Donald Sterling. But there's racist remarks, and then there's racism in action. And I think the thing about Donald Sterling is, not only has he said things like this clearly in private before, but the way that he thinks has infiltrated the way that he does business and the way that he treats other people, and that's what can't be tolerated.
Seattle Times sports columnist Jerry Brewer joining us. You can read his take on the attempted banning for life of L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling and the $2.5 million fine, and you can hear him on radio station KJR weekdays at 10 in the morning. Jerry Brewer, thanks a lot.
Thank you.